Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we say thank you. Great gratitude to our fine listeners. We are blessed with the greatest audience of any program on the planet Earth because it's made up of God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering Americans. And we appreciate you more than you ever know. Can't say it enough. We have a 24/7 hotline for you to call for comments today on the show or at any time, day or night, 855-200-1776. That is the Be the Buffalo hotline. What does that mean? Be the Buffalo. What does it mean to be the Buffalo? It means you see a storm and you turn into the storm and you power through the storm. That's how the land all around us was settled. They just went into the storm. That's what the buffalo taught us. The cows, they kind of gather. They kind of hunker down. But the buffalo, they go into the storm, and guess what? The storm ends sooner when they go into the storm. Sort of like leaning into your pain. If you have, some kind of medical condition that's holding you back, a wise person wants to just lean into your pain. And as I was having all this pity party stuff, I just said, that's beautiful. That's what the Be the Buffalo hotline is all about. 855.
Well, I'm clearly not a buffalo then.
200-1776. Are you more cow than buffalo, Todd? Is that your deal?
Yeah, that's probably right.
You're more cow than
stand with the herd. And,
it's kind of a pool or pond thing, right? Pool, pond, pool or pond. Pond is better
be
for you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you
so,
go.
And Todd was not able to be with us last night at the Bell because he had friends in from Arizona, and they just wanted to talk and have dinner. And
well,
so
we didn't see each other in like a decade, so,
that's fine. It's fun to catch up.
I know. I miss Charlie Kirk, and I thought, oh, this is once in a lifetime. How many times is he going to be back at the Bell? Who knows?
You did, but you didn't, because Charlie's going to be with us all hour.
That's right.
And
fantastic.
Welcome, Charlie Kirk, to What's on Your Mind.
Thank you. Honored to be here.
Glad to see you, and obviously last night was magical, wasn't it? North Dakota Conservative Advocates launching their group, getting more and more people involved in the political process, and having you come to town really gave them a lot of wind at the back, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It was an amazing event, and I do a lot of these, and I can say that was one of the most enthusiastic audiences I have seen in quite some time. And there were people that weren't just listening to what I was saying. They were waiting for me to tell them what to do. And that's the mark of a great gathering. So it wasn't just a kind of get riled up and go home. It was, hey, let's get our deployment marching orders. And so I was really inspired by that.
We're going to take some calls for Charlie starting in the next segment. Super producer Chris will be lining those up. So if you have a question or comment for Charlie, you can certainly get those in at 800-228-0550. I mentioned earlier the Be the Buffalo hotline brought to you by Oasis Petroleum, 855-200-1776. When you call that, you leave a message on the other line. You'll get in queue. Daniel will ask your name, where you're from, and any particular topic or question you have for Charlie. Real quick, I want to ask him about what my kids should do with their smartphones, whatever that might be. So 855-200-1776 to leave a message and not wait. 800-228-0550 to get right in. For folks who are not familiar with you, Charlie, and I always tell people, just go to your page, just look what Turning Point USA does, watch your awesome videos when you're out for a walk, because you just kind of have this little bit of stream of consciousness that is so valuable on the news of the day. That's what they should do. If they haven't, tell them about Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, so I grew up in Chicago, started Turning Point USA when I was 18. And Turning Point USA now is the largest conservative student organization in the country. Well over 165 people on our staff and thousands of students involved. And we've been really blessed over the last couple of years to see it just continue to flourish. And then I started the podcast about 2 years ago, and that's been doing very well. And now we're on radio on 85 stations across the country and growing. And so just trying to make a difference every single day. To save our country and to save Western civilization from those that wish to destroy it.
Other than that, not much to do.
Yeah. 330 speeches a year. And just, I believe that if you really want to save this nation, which most Americans do, you have to uproot what would be considered to be a comfortable life and be willing to do something about it, which is something I try to embody every single day.
Here's a text already. He said, I heard Charlie Kirk is going to be on your show today. I wanted to ask him last night what his take is on Canada's situation. People think fighting the mask is ridiculous. I think it's a great place to start so we don't end up in the same situation Canada is in.
Oh, yeah, I'm huge on fighting the masks. Yeah, Canada is an interesting country. They're a much more polite country than we are. I'll just stop there. They don't have a Bill of Rights that we do, and so they don't have first freedom protections. I mean, they have some free speech protections, but nothing even close or as robust where it's specifically put as this is something the government cannot infringe upon. They don't have firearm protections like we do. They don't have Fourth Amendment protections like we do. And I love Canada. They're wonderful people and terrific neighbors. But you see pastors being criminalized. You see dozens of police officers being deployed against people of faith. And you see the lack of any sort of discourse and dialogue that is needed to try to push back against this tyranny. And we have the founders to thank for this. It's because the Constitution wasn't written for the times. It was written to stand the test of time. The founders knew that tyranny was inevitable, that the human condition was trying one person trying to dominate many. And so they built a document to and a framework, a promise, a cooperation to try to prevent against that. And so absolutely we should push back against the mask mandates. If you think masks work, then wear one. You could have wore one before all of this nonsense, and you could still wear one now. Just do not use the threat of government, the force of government, to try to say you must wear a mask, because if you don't, you're going to go to jail or you're going to get a fine.
You brought this up last night because obviously you've done a little research on North Dakota's political process so far this legislative session. Then there's a House Bill 1323 that passed with a veto-proof margin in the House, and just a couple votes short of a veto-proof margin in the Senate. So obviously overwhelming support. And mind you, North Dakota has a large Republican majority in the legislature. The Democrats caucus in a phone booth, literally. So things aren't necessarily always on long party lines. It's amazing how, you know, many range of Republicans you end up with. You end up with that big of a supermajority, right?
Yeah.
So this hasn't been easy, but a group of folks just said, we don't think government should be able to mandate people wearing a mask. And the original bill said no government entity can. Businesses, you can, because you own the business and you can decide for yourselves. Government should not. The lobbying effort on behalf of the cities and the counties was successful in the sense they were removed. So all that remained in the bill was the governor, in a future pandemic, would not be able to mandate masks. And that bill is now with the governor's office, and he's deciding whether to sign it or whether to veto it. You talked about that last night. What is your advice to the governor and others?
Yeah, I make it a rule not to weigh in on local issues as generally, just because I don't live here and I don't know all the nuance. But as a rule, based on everything you just said, it doesn't seem to be that complicated of a decision to sign the bill, to say that we should not be giving our politicians this unilateral power to be able to say that I'm going to make you wear a piece of cloth over your mouth. And so, look, there are certain powers that we should give the government. That's not one, because it infringes on first freedoms and liberties. It dehumanizes the population. It doesn't have any sort of bearing on the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. And epidemiologically, it is questionable at best, and a recent Stanford study shows that. And I want to talk about this one-party rule thing, because I think that's actually more interesting. I have a whole theory on this, where the Great Plains states and some of the Midwestern states that have such dominant Republican legislatures actually do worse with the questions of freedom than the states that are 50-50. And that's because the Democrats run as Republicans, because everyone's a Republican in the state. Whereas Florida, it's somewhat a 55-45 state now, Republican to Democrat. And they are unafraid to push forward huge conservative policies because they have to go back to their constituency and prove that they're doing something for their welfare, for their life, and for their future. Where in these states, as long as you're not a Democrat, you're going to win in most of these districts.
Yeah.
And so Florida's a great test case for this, which used to be a battleground state, but Florida's been way better than North Dakota on many of these issues. Ron DeSantis has signed anti-critical race theory pieces of legislation. Ron DeSantis has gone after the tech companies. Ron DeSantis has signed open carry, just so you know.
The media, too. He's taking him on. 60
on the
minutes.
Media. Yeah, but, you know, we travel with a small team here. Your firearm laws are way more restrictive than most states across the country here when it comes to out-of-state open carry. You're not. It's like this weird, bizarre thing that you're not allowed to open carry after dark here in North Dakota if you're not a resident. Anyway, that just really bothered me because I'm visiting here, and I was like, I'd like to be able to protect myself.
It's the Wild West. It should be. I mean,
I would think so,
yeah.
And unless the NRA website is outdated, which I don't think it is. But I have this whole theory that if you are not competing, then liberty is going to die. And so this one part, I don't know what the solution is, quite honestly. The solution is to have Democrats run as Democrats and Republicans run as Republicans. But it's not a good thing. I see this happen in Wyoming as well, where it actually becomes less free because there's no competition to win people's votes over.
Yeah, and I think that involves a citizenry to say, is this a Republican or is this a Democrat running as a Republican?
Bingo.
Yeah, and I think we don't have it figured out. When I say we, the citizens of North Dakota and those engaged in the political process haven't figured out the right way to do it. It's not the vote scoring that they're doing now, because that's a little... We'll talk about it coming back. Don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. We're powered by MyPillow here in more ways than one. And my friend Mike Lindell is kicking off frankspeech.com. Today is day two, and today our content, the Scott Hennen page at frankspeech.com is up. Charlie's going to be there and all the other Salem radio hosts as well. We're called influencers. I don't like that word because I just say what I say. But Mike calls them influencers. He's picked a group of folks, and all of our followers on this meeting are all pooled together. Very, very, very socialistic-like. But it's also a good thing because Micah said, you know what? Charlie's got millions and millions of followers. Diamond and Silk got millions and millions of followers. As soon as their content goes up on YouTube, it's taken down. It's censored. And then they lose their livelihood in the case of many of these people. Mm-hmm. So Micah said, I'm done with that. I ought to pick a group of friends, and our friends are your friends. And that's what is Frank's speech. So it's incredible. When I'm on Frank's speech, as we have two interviews up now, General Thomas McInerney, 30 minutes of unbelievable wisdom. If you watch that 30 minutes and you don't think the election was as corrupt as anything of our lifetime, you have lost your mind. You've lost all sense of rationale, all sense of critical thinking. Number two, I interview a guy who can tell you about the evil of Amazon. And I'm going to use that word purposely, the evil of Amazon. He tells you how they get you addicted to crack, which is in customers, and then the customers aren't really real. They're sucking you in with fake customers, so you pay them literally by the square inch to store your stuff, and then also for the words and the AdWords and whatever Amazon ads are, you have to buy them at a certain level. It's corrupt. So Mike Lindell said none of that. MyStore.com, which is part of MyPillow, is the way to sell the products. The guy I talked to, as part of our first Teddy Talk yesterday, and Thomas McInerney, was homeless. He was homeless. And not for any fault of his own, he explains his whole homeless story. And he says, Mike Lindell was an angel to me. And he had three angels in his life, and Mike was one of them. He's an angel of me, too, because he gave me an idea to give my wife a robe, and she says it's the best gift I ever gave her. I don't know what you guys think of that, but I think those are magic words from your spouse. Best gift ever. And it is. The robe's incredible. The sheets are incredible. The pillows are fantastic when they can get the foam, because the petrochem industry shuts down because of a meltdown of power. And the ripple effect of everything that happened because of the polar vortex in Texas, you can't make foam. Did you know that? You sleep on foam. And that is made by oil. Everybody in America that has foam in their pillow sleeps on oil and petrochemicals. Slippers, towels, you name it, dog beds, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Do Mike a favor. Let's cancel the cancel culture. Shop with Mike at 800-506-9028, promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Let's finish on the libertarian angle of sort of, okay, what do we do about this when you have supermajorities in legislatures that actually are Democrats getting elected as Republicans? And then we're going to go to some calls. Charlie Kirk is with us, Turning Point USA. Wonderful event last night, the Bell in Bismarck. Sold out crowd, pretty fantastic. And Charlie gracious enough to join us for the whole hour,
yes,
this hour, and then going to do his own radio show for a nationwide audience. Soon, maybe coming to radios near you here in the heartland of America. So I described a situation that is happening in North Dakota where a group of folks called the Bastiats. I happen to think their heart's in the right place. They are conservative, and they see what you see in that this drift of, wait a minute, Republicans aren't all Republicans. There's some Democrats there.
Yeah.
So they are forming a caucus and trying to mold and shape the Republican Party in their eye. And what they've done is they've taken, for instance, a gun bill. I'll just use that as an example, or pro-life bills, and they put forward a piece of legislation that they know has no chance of getting the governor's signature, that they know has no chance of getting the current majority of the Republicans in the legislature to vote for, and they say, let's vote on that. Then the true Republicans, the true conservatives within the caucus, not all of them, but a majority, say, you know what? Let's pass something that actually could become law. And then they score those, and they go around and censure Republicans, censure good Republicans, okay? Not all of them that they censured were good Republicans. Some are the Democrats that should have been Republicans that you're talking about. Is that the way to affect change as a libertarian, I guess, wing, the Bastiats of the Republican Party?
It's hard to say. Probably not. Again, I want to be very careful because I don't live here, so I'll yield to your wisdom here. Because I find when I weigh in on these local issues, I make more enemies than friends because everyone, you're right in the middle of it. But I'll just speak more generally about the libertarian thing, and I actually read Bastiat. I know him. Strange to call yourself a Bastiat in American politics just because it's so purist. He was right about a lot of stuff. He wrote a famous book called The Law. He had a couple of pieces of literature where he talked about the price system and dislocation and some very, very powerful. He had the Petition of the Candlestick Makers, I believe that was his. Anyway, very familiar with Bastiat. But as far as a governing strategy, I don't think libertarianism is very effective, because governing is supposed to be about listening to your constituents and solving problems. I think that from a libertarian perspective, it can be very informative of where rights come from, natural rights doctrine, but I think it sort of stops when you start to look at issues that have been created by external circumstances, for example, trade or immigration, automation, and your answer is always, I'm going to yield to some abstract philosophy. And it just kind of always ends on some sort of a platitude, and you can't govern that way. And especially when you start to see massive damage done by the moral decline in our country. I'll give you an example of this. And Republicans, and again, I'm not talking about the specific group of the Bastiats in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. I probably agree with them on firearms, because that's my most libertarian perspective, quite honestly. I think we need less restrictive gun laws, not more. But I'll give you an example in Arkansas, where the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, decided to all of a sudden become this massive libertarian when it came to the chemical castration of children, right? Where he believes that it's not government's role to come in and regulate whether or not a 7-year-old can take puberty blockers. I happen to believe if the government's good for anything, it should be for the protection of children,
yeah,
especially.
Okay.
Right? And that's the difference between a conservative and a libertarian, is we believe that the political power that has been given to us by the people should be used to protect moral law, natural law, and the very, very least, children. And so I amongst many others, Tucker Carlson and J.D. Vance, are trying to press pause on this kind of over-libertarian impulse that has happened in the Republican Party. And again, I'm not even sure if that applies to what you're talking about. I'm just talking more generally, because the people who want us to do that are actually the corporations. The corporations are trying to prey on our impulses of wanting freedom and liberty as a reason not to challenge them or touch them. In your intro, you just talked about Amazon. I don't think it's a healthy thing that Amazon has as much power as they have. I don't. I think that Amazon preys on small businesses. They addict customers on piles of plastic from China when they're really just a server farm converted to be a dumping, you know, a dumping strategy of putting in more products while we have 40% of small businesses that have disappeared over the last year. That's why I'm a conservative, because I'm a pro-human thinker, where I say, is that a good thing for our nation when you're no longer going down Main Street in Bismarck or Fargo to go get a product made by your neighbor, and instead you have this massive Amazon fulfillment center in the middle of nowhere so you can get a pile of plastic from China? I don't think that's a healthy thing for our country.
We have one of those being built in Fargo, North Dakota, as we speak. It is the size of about a dozen football fields.
The governor should say, you're not welcome here. That's what a conservative would say, not a libertarian.
I take your counsel on that. I have a belief that some of the jobs are going to be helpful, but we don't have a shortage of jobs in this state.
No, we'll talk about that next. That's a false.
You know what? Charlie is willing to take your calls. Levi in Bismarck, you're first to go when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Understanding estate planning. Mark Wagner is here from ND Estate Services to tell you how to avoid probate. It costs a ton of your money. Eliminate guardianship. Minimize taxes. Why give it to the federal government and protect your heirs? How can you help, Mark?
Great question, Scott. First of all, we want to help people who want help. It's really our job, our calling, to take a complicated process and really make it simple and easy for your family, especially at the time where they need it the most, at a death, or when you're unable to be responsive, you're incapacitated.
And you do that for a flat fee?
Yeah, we have a flat fee that includes all the attorney work that you need, which would be $39.50, includes all the legal documents.
Avoid the squabbles among the family. Avoid the huge check going to Uncle Sam. NDEstateServices.com or call 701-318-0908 now. Don't wait. Tomorrow may be too late. 318-0908. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Peter Cahill, presiding over the Derek Chauvin trial, speaks out against the inflammatory remarks made by Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, over the weekend.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
The trial is now in the hands of the jury and will continue deliberations Tuesday. Walter Mondale, the former vice president under Jimmy Carter, died Monday at his home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah. Democrat lawmakers last week introduced legislation to ban the sale and possession of firearm suppressors, known as silencers. The 2021 Help Empower Americans to Respond Act would ban the sale, importation, manufacturing, and possession of silencers. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're live at the University of Mary today. I love the University of Mary. It is by far the most innovative higher education institution in North Dakota. Phenomenal. Monsignor James Shea is an incredible leader. He would be, in my mind, top three leaders, thinkers in the state of North Dakota, bar none. Just absolutely love the man. We're sitting at the Lumen Vitae Center, where they have 24/7 dining and the Shields thing. You know, there's kids all around studying. You have the best view, one of the best views, top 10 views in North Dakota. What's not to love? And the University of Mary is really grateful that healthcare workers and teachers that took care of our community in times of crisis do what they do. And they're offering teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship right now that's valued up to the tuition cost of your first class. So if you want to take a first step towards a fresh start, this is the way to go. Enroll in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program. Listen to this. Online, in the evening, you choose how you like to learn while still working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. The University of Mary believes your life and your career experiences are valuable. They offer credit for previous experience, so you complete your degree sooner. You earn credit for experience you already have. Now, if you put down a deposit by April 30th to receive the Thank You Scholarship, you can have your application fee waived. Just use the promo code Scott, two T's, that's me, Scott. To learn more, visit online.umary.edu or call the University of Mary at 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. I could listen to you all day long on these topics, Charlie, and so appreciate your wisdom. And I have to tell you, I just sit here and say, the guy's 27. He's been on the national stage with Turning Point USA, what, 9 years? You are a gift from God. You are a gift from God. I can't even tell you that. I met you before. We were in Rapid City together for the epic fireworks, at Mount Rushmore on July 3rd. And I quickly detected, now, here's a guy that I've interviewed before. Here's a guy I've read his books before. But there's a grounding in you that isn't, I'm a big deal. I mean, that's pretty incredible. How do you do that day in and day out, knowing you got millions of followers and people that love what you do?
I don't know. I have people around me that are willing to tell the truth about me every day. But I'm just a regular guy, which is true.
That's my wife, by the way.
And my fiance is terrific. I'm just a kid from Chicago who's worried about our country being lost.
Yeah, good for you. Let's finish on the Amazon thing. Because I will say there's a part of me that says, I don't like Amazon. I hate them. I tell my wife, every time a box comes with the Amazon tape, I want to throw up on it.
I totally agree.
I can't stand it. I hate it. And she told me a story one day. She said, honey, my mom, your mother-in-law, needs a specific kind of shoe. And if I went store to store to store to store, I would spend 2 weeks trying to find the kind of shoes she needs. I could find it on 10 minutes, and they ship it to me for free. So I hate them too, but my time is valuable too. So I want shoes for your mother-in-law. and I want to be able to get her what she needs specifically. So they've got us addicted to this crack of free shipping and everything else. Well, I see some value in it in a limited way. Second of all, I say I'm a free market guy. If I if people want to come and locate in my town and pay property taxes, God bless them. And if people want to work there and get benefits and whatever, you know, crappy pay they do, then let them decide to do that. Is that wrong?
First of all, of course there's benefits. I mean, I've used Amazon before. They've figured it out. They figured out how to build a company that intentionally loses money while they're subsidized by a massive server operation. So I'm happy to spend a lot of time on them. I've studied their model. They actually are a server company, first and foremost. This is where Bezos put all of his money in. They make $18 billion a year hosting websites, Amazon Web Services. They host Netflix. So Bezos started there, and he said, oh, I'm going to intentionally lose money on the front-facing consumer side to basically offset the losses on the server company so I don't have to pay taxes. So anything that you feel like you're paying less or is free is basically a Chinese dumping strategy to deindustrialize the American economy. And so it's no different. The way the Chinese that dump steel into our country, Bezos is dumping products on Main Street to be able to price out the local cobbler. And you're right. Of course there's advantages to it, because with technology, we generally only talk about the positives and we don't talk about the negatives. So I don't discount some of the positives. Of course they're there. But let me tell you one reason why Amazon coming to North Dakota is one of the worst things I've heard recently. It's going to be used as an infiltration tool to affect your public policy. So the next time a bill that comes up in the North Dakota State Legislature they don't like, they're going to threaten to move, and they will control your government.
Wow.
So I want you to think about that. That's happened all across the country. The next time that there's a bill saying, hey, men shouldn't be competing in women's sports, the Amazon HR department or government affairs department is going to call the governor and say, hey, if you sign this bill, we're moving all those jobs that we just brought in. It is an infiltration to influence your values. And this is not about jobs. And how many of those jobs are actually newly created jobs, and they're not just displacement jobs from small businesses that were crushed by the lockdowns that never should have happened?
Well, the business community in Fargo right now is very, very concerned, because there's already a tight labor market, right? So I think you're right about displacing. People might run for the benefits and a job, you know, and then it's bad, because people here work.
Can I say one last thing? You're right. We like markets. But why do we like markets? We don't like them because they're a theory that makes sense on a whiteboard. We like them because they help human beings.
And they're free. It should be free.
Yeah, well, they should be free as long as they help people.
Right.
And the Amazon corporatization is not capitalism, it's corporatism. It's not helping people, and it's going to be used to destroy North Dakota values. Any politician that supports this massive indulgence of this cheap money from people that hate our values, they want cheap political points more than the actual well-being of North Dakota citizens.
I spoke with a gentleman who sold his soap on Amazon, and it became a popular product on Amazon. He was paying them per inch for storage, per square inch for storage, and he was paying them an inordinate amount of money for their ads. I guess you got to buy Amazon ads when you sell stuff on Amazon. So he finally said, they're just taking too much of the cut. And he said, I'm done. And he said, it's a good enough product, they'll come to my website. Not one Amazon customer came to his website. He is of the belief, and I've interviewed him for our Teddy Talk that you can see on frankspeech.com right now. This man was homeless. Credits Michael and Dell of giving him a real platform without storage fees, without mandates on ads. He says Amazon invents customers. Now, he tried to follow up. This guy bought tons of soap. Where is he? Doesn't exist. No email. No phone, he vanishes into the ether.
Wow.
He's convinced Amazon just creates fake customers to get these people paying for the storage and making just a little bit.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
I wouldn't either. It's an interesting story. Watch it. It's very, very interesting. Gerald is his name, and it's at frankspeech.com. Let's go to some calls. Levi in Bismarck, thanks for waiting. You're on with Charlie Kirk on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm blessed to be here with you right now. This is an amazing, amazing opportunity, Charlie. I was at your show last night, and you did a great job addressing all the issues that are going on in this country. And I don't know if we as a state, as local people, are able to change it, because the federal level is so much more powerful than we are. But I think if we come together as a state and Republicans, we can defeat the federal level, and we can be united as a state. You talked about the anti-human agenda last night on how cell phones were interfacing with humans and kind of getting us to step away from interaction with people. My son came home the other, at the beginning of ninth grade this year, and he was talking about how half the kids in his class identify as non-binary, and that is very anti-human. You have no reproductive at that point. You're not reproducing. Human population starting to go down. You have things like drag queen story hour coming into schools and libraries and infiltrating our classes. Do you think that there is something deeper behind all this besides politics, the right or the left? Do you think this is a good versus evil, God versus the devil type situation?
Yes. First of all, thank you for your kind words. I've said a long time, this is really just a spiritual battle and that we are just physical representations in that realm. Billy Graham talked about this extensively, that everything you see that we think is just a material struggle is really just a spiritual struggle. I want to get to one thing you said there, which is the anti-human agenda I articulated yesterday. And here's something that we should ask every young person, every politician, which is a very simple question. What is a human being? A human being is someone with a rational, reasonable faculty, and we are the speaking beings. You know that young children are hearing 90% less words spoken every single day than a child in the 1980s? Makes sense. We're not talking to each other anymore. You give them an iPad. That, by the way, you're going to see IQ rates go down. You're going to see capacity to reason in the external world. It says very clearly in the scriptures in John 1, first there was the word, but that word actually comes logos, which means thinking, reason, our capacity to talk with one another, to have dialogue. And we are destroying that intentionally to try to just worship these beautiful, you know, dopamine-inducing devices because it's easy and it's simple and it's pleasurable, but it doesn't actually pursue virtue. And then, of course, we're going to see more children. You just said half the kids in your child's class identify as non-binary in North Dakota? Is that what you said? That's a pretty stunning...
Were you saying that that's a nationwide statistic you've heard, Levi, or are you talking about specifically of your child's school?
Might have lost Levi.
Levi gone?
Looks like he's gone.
Well, okay, yeah. I just want to make sure I heard that.
I thought the same thing. I thought, wow. So, yeah.
Well, even if it's 10%, that's pretty extraordinary, let alone 50%. But look, here's the thing. Children need to be taught truth. They need to be led by their parents. I have a whole speech I give, and I'm going to give it again, which is the 8 attributes of a totalitarian system. And one of the key attributes is separating parents from their children. It's one of the 10 commandments for a reason. It's the only commandment that has a promise in it. Honor your mother and father so that you might live prosperous lives of the land of which you are in. As soon as you destroy that connection between a child and a parent and the state replaces it, you know you're living in a totalitarian state.
Let's go to Carmen in Mandan, North Dakota. What's on your mind for Charlie Kirk? Go ahead.
Hi, Charlie. You did such a fantastic job last night. I was so honored to be able to be part of that crowd, and you brought so much to our community. I just wanted to ask you something as far as the National Chamber of Commerce and our local North Dakota chambers and then, you know, the state level. How would you suggest we rise up to start to turn those communities back into something conservative, that fight for small business versus trying to bring more and more government socialism into our business structure?
Great question, Carmen. About 45 seconds before break here.
So super. I talk about this a lot on my podcast. I have to differentiate against the National Chamber of Commerce, which is an anti-American organization, and the local chambers. The local chambers tend to be rather community-centric, so I don't mean to conflate the two. I know we're up against a break, and I know what that means, but the National Chamber should get no representation from businesses or business leaders, and any politician in North Dakota or nationally that even says a nice thing about the National Chamber of Commerce, they got a lot to answer for.
Well, and I don't even know, but I'd love to know Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead Chamber of Commerce. What's their position on Amazon coming in?
Probably favorably.
I wouldn't doubt it.
There's
a
lot of money flowing in.
Yeah, and that's where we need to wake up. Carmen, great question. Thank you so much. Clint, you're next. We got Ruger, we got Ron, we got a whole host of folks waiting to weigh in. Last chance to chat with Charlie when we come back. And I do want to spend some time on what he talked about last night in the way of technology being bad. Because this is, parents, lean in. Lean in. You got to hear this. Brought to you by DAC Diesel today. Anything diesel is going to be better if you go to DAC Diesel. If it's broken down, DAC Diesel got it. They've got it, folks. Or if you want to prevent that with the additive, call them 701-258-5011.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better healthcare starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Every day special at PetroServe USA, especially in April. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $11. Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $2. The Big 20-Ounce Red Bulls, 2 for $6. Giant Pistachio Bags, 2 for $5. And all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota T-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays, or Friday the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub, and like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too.
There's no terrain too tough for Hartford Turf Equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf backs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with Hartford Turf Equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, this is the point in the program where you become hungry. And I say things like tater tot hot dish. And you go, okay, lead me to that, Scott. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Either the I-29 12th Avenue store or downtown Fargo, 205 NP, has tater tot hot dish today. Glendon, Minnesota, I'd pull in for some meatloaf. Yulin, Minnesota, I'd do some tacos today. Valley City, I-94, exit 292, Chris Berg and I are riding back later this afternoon. We might just have ourselves a hot beef sandwich for lunch or chicken pot pie. That's if I don't have too much Nephila soup at the Crow's Nest here at UMary. Salisbury Steak on West Main Avenue as well. PetroServe USA, grab-and-go convenience, home cooking. Another call in a moment. I want to first ask you to repeat a little bit what you said last night. Sure. In the way of, I considered it as a parent of our youngest is a senior in high school and about to go to ASU.
Well, that's a fun place.
To Fear the Fork. And at the Carey School of Business, which we're excited to have her at. But I actually have had my druthers, she'd be in Bismarck. But kids today, they want to go elsewhere. The thing that I'm amazed is that, you know, the phone has replaced conversation, as you said. But I've always thought that's just kind of a fuddy-duddy Scott not liking, you know, today's technology. You are much deeper on this. I want parents to lean into this and hear what you have to say about technology and the dangers.
Yeah, I'll do my best to recreate what we talked about last night, and I'm actually going to publicize that clip, because I actually think I said it.
Very well.
Yeah, thank you. At least in my mind, it made more sense than usual. Yeah, I've become very, very anti-technology over the last year, and I've done a lot of thinking about this. And so just a couple points that I think are really important to realize, that an average 16-year-old is spending 6 hours a day on their device. Now, when I was 15 or 16, I either played sports or I went outside and I used my imagination and created these new worlds outside of where I was. And I actually think that's one of the reasons I have a functioning thinking faculty, because I was forced to use my imagination and be with friends and be social. So a couple points. Number one, there are dozens of well-paid neuroscientists that work for Apple where their full-time job is to bring in 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds like lab rats and run tests on them on how to make these devices more addictive to your children. These are neuroscientists that are running tests of push notifications, app widgets, design, user interface, of how they can get your children more addicted. That is predatory. Beyond. That's
and
number
and
one.
It's working.
Of course it is. Number two, this is the one that really gets people. The people that have designed these devices and these applications, they don't let their children use them. They don't. The people that designed Netflix, the people that are the engineers behind Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, they have rules in their house that their children will not be allowed to use those applications until they're 18.
Because they know.
Not only do they care for their children.
Yeah.
And then they have the knowledge to try to prevent it. And they actually feel a deep seat of regret. Number three, and there's a wonderful Netflix documentary on this called The Social Dilemma. They've done a great. It's not as good as it should be at certain parts. Happy to get into that if you're interested. It gets too left-wing political towards the end. But there's about a 30-minute part that is just one of the greatest pieces of exposing this technology and what it's really doing to us. The third thing is this, though, is that you are not getting the better end of this deal. You are not a user. You are the product. And by the way, it's kind of a strange thing that they call you a user. Only addictive drugs and social media calls the people that use their products users. And if you think it's free, it's not. They're selling you. They're selling your behavior, your wants, your interests, your preferences, your desires to some company that hates your values so you can get another pile of plastic delivered to your door in a day or less so that a North Dakota cobbler can't make your shoes, but Wuhan can make your shoes. So it's all interconnected, but I am of the opinion more than ever, again, it goes back to this thing, and I believe this is where the conservative movement is going, and insofar I can contribute to that, I think I will have done at least some service to my country. Technology should work for us. We should not work for technology. We are heading in the direction where technology is going to control us. We are not going to control technology. Let me be clear. Technology can be a positive for humanity insofar that we're able to detect tumors quicker or we're able to rebuild hearts. Those are good things. But it should be controlled by humanity for the betterment of humanity. We've done the opposite. We said, you know what, we can give everyone one of these devices, and we really don't know what it does. We don't know how it operates, but we're going to have a new one come out every 6 months, and that the optimal good for humanity is how many followers you have, how many people are looking at your stuff, not how good of a person you are, what kind of character you have. We completely destroyed the incentive structure for young people that your value as a human being is whether or not you're getting a bunch of TikTok followers and how long people are watching your content. And then we just kind of don't have a robust conversation of whether or not that's going to create a generation that's likely to succeed in our country. And I'm willing to actually say, no, it's actually a really bad thing. I think that there might, whatever positives there are, I'm willing to admit them. For example, we're able to take pictures easier. We're able to take recordings here and
health
there.
Health apps, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't discount that. But they pale in comparison to what they're doing to the most important thing, our soul. Our soul is being destroyed by these things because all of a sudden the way we view ourselves in the material world is completely relative to the dopamine rush I get in the social media feed or what my friends are saying when it's not actually real life. We're not looking each other in the eye and doing what we've been meant to do, which is have an exploration of reason. What is truth? Why are we here? And so I believe that we have to have dramatic action to actually take control of these devices before they control us.
I think that's very profound, and I hope every parent is listening. Tell me where people can find out more of this message. Folks are saying, how do we follow Charlie? Where do we
go?
You're
very kind. Every phone has a Apple podcast app or a spot. You could get our podcast and type in Charlie Kirk Show. One of the positives of technology is over-the-top delivery of content. We're trying to use it to try to actually open people's eyes to some of this stuff.
You bet. Thanks, Charlie.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. More coming up. What's on your mind?
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.